It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, my friends, I have breaking news for you. You ready for the breaking news? Here you go. Those of you with children, especially, or those of you who will have children someday. Family is central to God's plan, right? So you're going to have kids. Here's the newsflash about kids. Your children are going to do stupid things. It's going to happen, right? And not just stupid things. They're going to sin. They're going to do wrong things. Some of them will just have flat out rebellion, not only to you, but also to God and His commandments. There's your warm fuzzy to start off our message today, right? Which is why 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 26 might be one of the most marked verses in my scriptures. In fact, I think I've got it like quadruple highlighted with different notes and things like that. Many of you are familiar with this. It is such a good verse. And we talk of Christ. We rejoice in Christ. We preach of Christ. We prophesy of Christ. And we write according to our prophecies. Why? That our children may know to what source they may look for a remission of their sins. Now, I love what Nephi says here, the various things we are to do as far as Jesus Christ goes. We talk of Him. We rejoice in Him. We preach of Him. We prophesy of Him. And then what do? We write according to those prophecies. Now, we will often take that verse just as a standalone verse, and it is an amazing verse. I absolutely love that verse. But one of the things to do is you got to back up a little bit in this chapter. You go start with verse number 13, probably about 13 through 19. These are verses that if you are going to teach someone about Jesus Christ, especially someone who needs to turn to Him in times of sin or struggle or rebellion or mistakes or whatever it is, there's some wonderful things taught here. Verse 13, behold, they will crucify Him. And after He is laid in a sepulcher for the space of 3 days, He shall rise from the dead, which I love the fact that Nephi's doing this several hundred years. He's just nailing it right on. And why? With healing in His wings, which is so cool. And all those who shall believe on His name shall be saved in the kingdom of God. Wherefore, here's this phrase that Nephi says 11 times in the Book of Mormon. My soul delighteth to prophesy concerning Him, for I have seen His day, and my heart doth magnify His holy name. You go down to verse number 16. It talks about the scattering of Israel from generation to generation until they shall be persuaded to believe in Christ, the Son of God, and the atonement, which is infinite for all mankind. All mankind is a very high percentage of mankind, right? That atonement is infinite. And when that day shall come, that they shall believe in Christ and worship the Father in His name with pure hearts and clean hands, and look not forward anymore for another Messiah, then at that time the day will come that it must needs expedient that they should believe these things. And then you got the phrase again that we mentioned back in chapter 21, and the Lord will set His hand again the second time to restore His people from their lost and fallen state. Wherefore, He will proceed to do a marvelous work and a wonder among the children of men. We'll see that next week again in chapter 27. And you go down to verse number 19. For according to the words of the prophets, the Messiah cometh in 600 years from the time that my father left Jerusalem. And according to the words of the prophets and also the word of the angel of God, His name shall be Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And you go down to the end of verse number 20. There is none other name given under heaven, save it be this Jesus Christ, of which I have spoken, whereby man can be saved. So there are a couple examples that I think of as far as how effective it is to preach and talk and testify of Jesus Christ so that your children might know to what source they may look for remission of their sins. So one of them is this guy right here. This is Enos, who would be Nephi's great nephew, right? This is Jacob's son, Enos. I love the first three verses of Enos chapter 1. Behold, it came to pass that I, Enos, knowing my father, that he was a just man, referring to Jacob, for he taught me in his language and also in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and blessed be the name of my God for it. And I will tell you of the wrestle which I had before God, before I received a remission of my sins. Behold, I went to hunt beasts in the forest, and the words which I had often heard my father speak concerning eternal life and the joy of the saints sunk deep into my heart. So here is Enos remembering at one of his sinful moments, remembering the words of his father. Now, another wonderful example about teaching our children and talking about Christ and preaching of Christ and prophesying of Christ so that our children may know to what source they may look for remission of their sins, you go over to Alma 36, verse 17. And it came to pass that as I, this is Alma, was thus racked with torment while I was harrowed up by the memory of my many sins, behold, I remembered also to have heard my father, his father, Alma the elder, who had gone through his own crazy repentance adventure, right? I had heard my father prophesy unto the people concerning the coming of one Jesus Christ, a son of God, to atone for the sins of the world. Now, as my mind caught hold upon this thought, I cried within my heart, O Jesus, thou son of God, have mercy on me, who am in the gall of bitterness and am encircled about by the everlasting chains of death. Verse 19, and now behold, when I thought this, I could remember my pains no more. Yea, I was harrowed up by the memory of my sins no more. Now, in my scripture notes back in 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 26, I wrote down this. Enos knew what source to look for the remission of his sins because he remembered what his father Jacob had taught him about Jesus Christ. Alma the younger also remembered to have heard his father speak of Christ. It is vitally essential that we teach our children to rely on the teachings and the atonement of Jesus Christ. That is why we talk of Christ, we rejoice in Christ, we preach of Christ, we prophesy of Christ, and then we write these things down so that our children might know to whom to look, the right Messiah, the right place to look for a remission of their sins. I love this verse so much, and I love what Nephi is teaching about Jesus Christ so that his children, and really any of us who read from the Book of Mormon, can be able to know who to look to when we sin and who to look to when we need to repent. I am grateful for this message, and I know that it's true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.